Omalei, she said to him, Loi, I don't have any. I don't have any papa seeds to sell. Omalei, she said to him, for the heavy hanach zude b'pikodin gaboch, listen, I want you to hold on to my money right now. Let it be a pikodin by you. To choshchuli, it's getting before Shabbos. I can't carry my money home already. I want you to be a shomer of my money. Omalei, she said back to Mishno, beiso kamoch. My house is open for you. If you want to put your money down in my house, very good. I'm not accepting upon myself to watch your money. But if you want to put your money down in my house is open for you. So I svinim bebeisa, this man put down his money in his house, ve'ignuf, and it got stolen from him. Is osla kaim of the Rava, that came in front of Rava. Omalei, they said like this, that kol hai kol, ho beisa kamoch, anytime somebody says, my house is open for you, so that's not a lashon of Kabbalah Shmira. You did not accept upon yourself to watch it. So therefore, loy mi boy yishroi mesochot lehevei, not only that you do not become a shroi mesochom, el afilu shroi mechinam nam lehevei, even a shroi mechinam also you don't become. That's not called a lashon Kabbalah. That's called like coming on your own risk. If you want to put something of yours in my house, okay, my house is open, whatever you want to do with it. But I'm not accepting any achrayis. Whatever happens is your achrayis.
So Gemara says, Amulah, they said to him, for Yomulah Rabbanon, Rabbanon said back Rabbah to Rava, that Ibadah Lekabuli Alei Mishapara, you have to accept upon yourself a Mishapara. In other words, you're saying the Maisa never happened, that you accepted to sell it, and here Lekhura, before we learned that, they said you have to be Mekabla Mishapara. Mashmi, you did accept upon yourself to sell it. You said you would sell it to him. Therefore, when you retract, there is a Mishapara. For Yomulah, said back to Mishinola, Hayu Dvar Meyerlam, the case never took place. In other words, the case was like the last story, that as soon as the person said, sell me the shumshimin, right away I said, no, I'm not going to sell it to you. Therefore, there was no mishapara. For in the case where first he said he would sell it to him, and echnami, then there would be a mishapara. And that's what he meant to say, that afilu yarvli kochalala di yalm, even if you give me all the money in the world, I would not go against what I said. I would never be misharna b'diburay. And here the smice was, he didn't change. But he said right away, I'm not going to sell it to you. That's okay.
Again, the Mishnah Poshet says that when you pay for something, if you want to buy metalklim and you give money, money is not kona. Just by money you have a right to retract. You should get a Mishapara. For if Shimon says it depends, if I paid you money for your wheat, now the meicher that has the money, he has the right to retract. Kol shakesed biyoda, whoever's holding on to the money, yodel el yoyna, he has a right to retract. But the lokeach, the one that paid the money already, he can't retract. Tanya, we learned. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Eimasai, when was this said? Bizman shakesa v'yaperes piyad meicher. If the meicher has both, that the lokeach gave him money, and the meicher still has the peres also, then if the meicher wants to retract, he could retract. Avu kesa biyad meicher. But let's say the money taka was by the hand of the meicher. The lokeach paid him. V'yaperes biyad lokeach, pashto means that the lokeach made him a sheikh already. So, ain't a yachal achzaboy. Then neither of them could retract. Mevnei shekaspoy biyodoy. Because he's holding on to the money. So, for the mar biyodoy, b'chus mashmim in the hands of the lokeach, no, biyad meicher was in the hands of the meicher. Eli meant us like this, that mevnei shetimei kaspoy biyodoy, that neither of them could retract, because the lokeach now is holding on to the value of his money. In other words, he paid money for a bushel of peris. And now he has the peris in his hand. So the sale went through already, and now neither of them could retract. For the Gemara Pshita, of course they can't retract. What's going on here? The guy made Meshicha, Rashi says. Hare Meshicha Yesh. If you ask for the Rabbanim, everybody agrees to this. That if I buy apples off you, and even though I paid you, and then I make a Meshicha, when I take the peris to my house, for sure I'm kind of the peris that belongs to me, that neither of those could retract anymore. So what do you have to tell me? My Rabbah, my Askin, what we're talking about over here, we're going, Shehoi, so Aliyah Shalakayach, the addict of the lokeach, the one that's buying the peris now, muskeres biyad meicher, is rented out to the meicher. As you own the addict, and you now rent it out to somebody that sells apples. And now you, the owner of the addict, want to go up and buy some apples off the soicher, the one that's renting the house. So that's the case here. So now, time o mai, tkinu rabbonim mishicha, why did the rabbonim say, like the Yechonon, that kesev is konim midiraisa? Mid Rabbanon, though it's no good in Dafka Meshicha, why? Gzeira Shem Yoim Aloy Nisufu Chitechei Beliyah. It's Gzeira Mid Rabbanon that we're afraid if we'll say when I pay money for your apples, I'm kind of the money, the payers right away, we're afraid later a fire will break out in your house and you won't care to save the payers because they don't belong to you anymore and the payers will be destroyed. So that's why the Rabbanan said nothing doing. We do not want the Mechira to take place yet. Therefore, the owner of the apple still owns his apples. He'll be careful to make sure the fire doesn't burn it. Now, Hoch, over here, I would have thought to say, for Shusit Lakech Ninu, I would have thought to say over here, if I pay money now to the man living in my attic that's selling apples, so if I gave him money, here I would have thought to say money is a good kinyan, even without the Mashiach, because the property, the upstairs, belongs to me. Enough with Leka Bionis, Iyu Torah Hamaisilah, because if a fire would have broke out, he would have brought it here. So I would have thought to say, here money by itself is kono, kamashmala no, still you need a mashicha, money is not kono. Mifakir, Rashi said the pshat here is, the taki it's chal without the mashicha, in such a case, that's the chiddush of pshita. The chiddush is like this, that the lakeach now just paid money for it. Now, those payers upstairs, really it's in the lakeach rishus, because the lakeach owns the upstairs. But since Lakech owns the upstairs, that's the Chiddush, that here we said the Kinyan is Chal, and neither of them could retract, even though really the Lakech did not make a Mashicha. The Lakech did not go upstairs to take down the Paris. But since Lakech owns the upstairs, that's enough to say, here, Kesef is Kona. Here we're not afraid of the Gzeira, Shem Yisufu Chitecha Be'aluyah. Because if the fire goes up there, you own the attic, you go up to save it. And the Gemara says, who Garber was the man? The Yoyu Zuzi Achamra. He gave money to buy wine. He wanted to buy a barrel of wine, so he gave the Meicher money. L'soif at the end, Shoma the Kaboy Leminsevei, to the Pazik Rufila. He heard that the famous Sechveis, Rashi says, Shem Asar, a general, Rufi, Mishnah's second of charge to the king, was coming into the city, and Tvashteitzer, this guy, his brother Mensch, would just take away all the wine in the city. So he's afraid that there won't be any more wine left. So Amalei, so the person told the Meicher, have li zuzi, I want to get back my money now, give me back my money. Leibinacharm, I don't want wine anymore. So that happens, so Reuven gave the Meicher money to buy wine. Then Reuven said, nothing doing, I don't want to buy the wine, give me back my money. Osla came to Rechizda, came in front of Rechizda, Amalei, Rechizda said, no, you can't retract. That Kedera Shatikna Meshicha V'Meicherin, just like you're Masakin, that a Meicher cannot retract until the Lakech makes Meshicha, Kach tikno meshicha b'lekuches. Rashi says, "Kedesh tikno meshicha lachz be yamoicher kol zman shle moshach lekech." Kach tikno meshicha lachz be yamoicher. Not the Mash what they could retract. They said, "Kedesh tikno meshicha b'lekuches." Just like the moicher has the right to retract up until the main meshicha. Kach tikno meshicha b'lekuches. The same way lekech also has the right to retract before he made a meshicha. So since he didn't make a meshicha, he has the right to retract, get back his money. True, there'll be a mishapara maybe. But here in a case where he does it, in order not to lose out, the guru here, there won't even be a mishaparo. Therefore, he has the right to retract. In other words, we hold that kesef is not konui. The only kinyan is mashicha. Here, since he didn't make a mashicha yet, so he has the right to retract. He has the right to say, I don't want to buy that wine. Even though usually there's a mishaparo to retract, but that's only for no reason. But here he had a good reason to retract, because he knew that all the wine is going to be destroyed soon. So therefore, he didn't want to just lose his money. Therefore, he has the right to retract now, so he could. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'ayna, when you make a sale and you jip the person, whether the buyer or the seller is getting jipped, Ha'ayna, that's called 1/6. What's called 1/6? Arbo kesef, 4 kesef, meyeskrim viavo kesef laseller. In the case that the seller is 24. So if they charge you 4 too little or 4 too much, that's called 1/6. 1/6 of 24 is 4. So if you pay more or less of 4, that's called, Yeshtus lemekach. That's called 1/6 of the sale. That's the pasher of Aino. That if he charges you 1/6, you have a right to get back your money. The lach is if he charges more than a sixth, then he can be mevatel the mekach. But if he only charges you a sixth too much, then the mechir is chal. Just you have a right to get back your sixth. So Rashi says, Aino arba kesef means arba kesef moyis kesef. Shein sheish medina, sixth and going to a dinner. So kids, if you have one sixth, that's a shtus, that's a Aino. Ad Mosai Muta Lahachzer, now, whoever got jipped has a right to come back and say, give me back my money. Till how long can he be Chayzer?
So the Mishnah says, Ad Kidei Shiyiru Letager, until this person that got jipped can show it to a merchant, or Lekroiva, or also show it to his relative. In other words, that could be a few hours only. That's all. You have to take it home and show it to somebody, and then you have to bring it right back again to complain. But if you wait longer than that, we say that you're Mochul, you can't get it back later. Hurra Rabbi Tafan Beluga, Rabbi Tafan gave a new psak in Lud and said that, Hoy, no, What is the shear? What's called erno? What's called fraud? That you charge too much, that he has a right to get back the extra money? It's shmeina kesef, 8 kesef, me'eskrim v'yabor kesef, out of 24. In other words, if the object was really worth $24, and you charge $8 more, $8 less, lesela, that's called shlish lemelech, lemekach, a third of the mekach was gypped, that's called erno, then you have a right to complain to get your money back. But as long as he charged less than the 30, the too much or too little, then the mekach of chal is automatic mechila. So the Mishnah says, v'somchu tagre lug, the merchants in Lud felt very good, because like this they could charge a high price, they could make up until a third profit they can make. Omelahim, Rav Tafan said back to him, you should know I have a chumra also, that kol hayoyim mutal ha'achzer, you should know this lakeach, the one that got chipped, he has the right to come and retract the whole day. Not only let the Chum say, just until he goes home and shows it to a merchant or to a skariv, which could be an hour or two, but Rav Tafan says no, they have a right to come back within a 24-hour period. They have a whole day to come back to say they want back the reino. Is Omrulor, then the merchant said, you know what? Yaniach lana Rav Tafan, leave Rav Tafan alone, b'mkameinu in his place. V'chazul divr chomim, we would rather hold let the chomim, that Lakech only has a few hours to retract. If he doesn't retract in a few hours, we'd be happier. Tafan true is saying a kula and a chumro. Rav Tafan is saying that Oino is only a third, but he's also saying a chumro that Lakech has a right to retract within the whole day. He doesn't only have the few hours that the Chum say, but rather he has the whole day. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learn like this. Rav Amar Rav says, Shtush Mekach Shaninu. Talach of Oino, if you jip a sixth, that we say he has a right to get his money back, that's a sixth of the mekach, means how much the object is really worth. Now let's say the object is really worth $24, and you sell it for $20, or else you sell it for $28, so you're charging like $4 more than the price itself, that's one-sixth of the price itself, that's called erno. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Shtus moyos nami sheninu. Not only a shtus of the mekach, but even a shtus of the money that you are paying for. Like we'll soon see. Let's say we'll soon see in the Gemara what the difference are. So Gemara says like this. Shav or shisha, if the object is worth $6, the chamisha, and you sell it for $5, or else shav or shisha, if the object is worth $6, b'shiva, and you sell it for $7, so you're chipping or getting less, only $1. So $1 al a sixth is a sixth. So therefore, in this case, kuli alma loipligi, everybody does not argue, the bossa mekachazlinam. That for sure we go after the price of the object itself, where the object itself is worth $6. So if you charge either $5, a dollar less, or you charge $7, a dollar more, via no heavy, that's called a no, that whoever got chipped has the right to ask back for that dollar. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, in a case like this, that shova chamisha, the object itself is really only worth $5. Bishisha, but he sold it for $6. So now he charged a dollar more than five, which is more than a sixth. He charged like a fifth more. So a fifth more is more than shtus. If so, it should be a loch of nekach bottle. The whole mechir should be bottle. Or else, vishova shiva bishisha. You sold something worth $7 for $6. So it was really worth $7, then if you charge $6, it's less than a shtus. So since it's less than a sixth of seven, it's mechila. So it's like this. Now, that would be good according to Rav. The Rav says you go boss a mekach. How much the object itself is worth. But the Gemara says, l'shmuel, according to Shmuel, the Omer that says, boss a mois adlinan, that we also have a right to look at the money. If so, if you look at the money here, again, he paid $6, and the object was worth $5. So if you look at the money that he paid $6, so a dollar less than that is one-sixth of six, or else in the case where the object was worth $7, and he paid $6, so if you look at the money that he paid $6, so one-sixth of six is another dollar. So therefore, since the object is worth a dollar more, it would also be a no. So according to Shmuel, Idi v'Idi Eino Heve, both these two cases is considered halacha exactly of Eino, that halacha is the Mechir Rizchal, just that whoever got gypped has a right to ask back for that dollar. But according to Rav, The Yomah that Rav says, Bosa Mekach Aslinon, we go Bosa the Mekach, we look at the price of the actual object itself. Bosa Mekach Aslinon is sourced like this. Shova Chamisha Beshisha, if the object was worth $5 and you sold it for $6, so a dollar is more than a sixth of five. Is more than a sixth of $5. Siv so, bitul mekach, according to Rav, you charged more than I know, the loch is the whole mekach is bottle, so the whole mechira goes, is abolished. And the other case, shova shiva, if the object itself was worth $7, v'shisha, and you sold it for $6, siv so, a dollar of $7 is less than a sixth. Is so, since you charged less than a sixth, mechila heavy, it remains mechila. So that's the way Rav learns, that you look at the price of the object itself, and then how much you paid for it, it has to be a sixth of that. But a Shmuel says, Ki amrina mechila bitul nekach, when do I say true if you charge less than a sixth, that is mechila? Or else if you charge more than a sixth, that is bitul nekach, that's hecha deleke shtus mishteit todim. That means any way you look at the sale, whether you look at the price of the object itself, what it was really worth, or you looked upon the money, how much you paid for it, it's either more than a shtus or less than a shtus, then I agree to that halacha. Aval heicha deika shtus mitzad echad, but as long as there's a sixth, whichever way, one way you look at it, whether you look at the price of the object, or whether you look at the money he is paying, or you know, heavy, it's called a noah, and it's not bottle, it's not mechila, just rather you have a right to collect back your money. So that's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Again, in these cases, where the object itself was worth $5 or $7, and you sold it for $6. So according to Rav, it's not a din I know. According to Shmuel, since the money you paid was $6, so 1/6 of 6 is a dollar, so if the object is worth a dollar less or a dollar more, it would still be I know. Now the Gemara says, Tanan learnt in our Mishnah, Ho I know, what's the side of I know, that's Dalit Kesev, Me'esrim V'abo Kesev Lasela, $4 out of 24. Shtus l'mekach, a sixth of the mekach. So my love, aren't we talking about the Zovin Shovay Esrim, the person sold something that was really worth $20, the Esrim V'abo. He charged you $24. So now it's like this. Ushmamin, if it's a good proof to Shmuel, that Shtus Moyes Namishanina, we go after the money that you paid, it's a sixth of the money. Because if you only looked at the object itself, the object itself was worth $20. So now, if you pay $24, if you look at the object, it's like you're paying a fifth. So if you're paying a fifth, then it's more than I know. So how come our Mishnah says that's called the case of Shtus? So here's a proof to Shmuel that you look at the money also. Since you're paying now $24, so now, 24, a sixth of 24 is 4. So if the object was only worth $20, it's called like you paid a shtus more, it only has a loch of a shtus. So the chur, it's a proof to Shmuel HaMishnah. That's what the Gemara says, Shmamina should be a proof that shtus moyis namishaninu. The loch of a no shtus also applies to even the money that you pay. So Gemara says, maybe there's no proof to Shmuel. I'll tell you the pshat for HaMishnah is, Dizovin shova eskrim v'yabo bi eskrim. That you sold something worth $24 for 20. So since the object is worth 24, a shtus of that is 4. So if you sell it for $20, so that's a shtus less. So the Gemara says, Minisana, who got gypped over here then? Moicher. It comes out then that the Moicher got gypped. If so, that can't be pshat. Because aim is safer. What does it say for the Mishnah say? Ad mosai muta lahachzer. Until how long can you retract? Can you come and claim your money? So the Mishnah says, according to the Tanakhama, Kidei Sheyira Latagar, Bechdei Sheyira Latagar, the time it takes you to show it to a merchant, or the Karavir, show it to your relative. A few hours, that's all. Now, the Yomer of Nachman says, we'll soon see later, that Loishan, when was it learned this year? El Lakeach. Only when the Lakeach, the buyer, got shipped. He has the right to have this, he only has this amount of time. Avo Meicher, but the one that sells it? He could always retract. We'll see later on what the svar is. But our co-point, we can't say now, Mishnah, the case is that the Moicher got gypped, that the price was really 24, and he only sold it for 20, because if so, how does the Mishnah say he only has a Zman to be Chayzer? Rav Nachman says, no, the Moicher, there's no Zman, there's no limit, he could always be Chayzer. So Elo, I'll tell you still, no, maybe still the Mishnah is not a riot to Shmuel. Elo, the case is like this. Tizovan, Shovo, Esrim v'yabo, the Esrim v'timno, he sold something worth $24 for $28. That's a good case. So here it's a case that who got gypped here? The lokeach got gypped. He paid an extra $4. So that's the case that the shtus of the nekach, so therefore the Mishnah could go according to everybody, according to Rav and according to Shmuel. Because if you go bust of the object itself, it was worth $24. So shtus of that is 4. 1/6 of that is 4. So since he paid $28, he paid like $4 more. That's called he paid a shtus more. So that's why the loch is, he has a right to ask back for that for those $4. Now the Gemara says, Tanan we learned. Hora Rabbi Tafan Blud, Rabbi Tafan learned in Lud. Hoi no, Shmoina Kesev, Me Esrim V'yabo. Rabbi Tafan learned in Lud that what's called I know? 8 out of 24 Kesev, Lisela. Which means Shlish Lemekach, 1/3 of the Mekach. That's called I know. Not 1/6, but 1/3. Now, my Lord, the Gemara says, isn't the case that Mishnah talking about the Zovin Shova Shisasri? He sold something worth $16. The Eskrim V'Abo, he sold it for $24. And so, Shema Mina Shlishmo Yisna Mishninu. And so, if the Mishnah calls this a case of Shtus, this is the case of a third. So you have proof. You go bust of the money you actually paid, because the money you paid was $24. So what's a third of that? 8. So since the object itself is worth $8 less, that's called a third. But if you look upon the object itself was only worth 16. So you want to get a third of that. So if you pay now, a third of that is less than $8. So if you pay now $8 more, you paid much more than a third. It should be Bitl HaMekach. So the Mishnah is approved to Shmuel. So Shmuel says, look, maybe that's not the Pshan the Mishnah. I'll tell you the Pshan the Mishnah is, Tizovan, Tizovin, Shova Eskrim V'Yabo. He sold something worth $24 for Shisha. For Shisha, sorry, he only sold it for $16. So if you look at the object itself, it's worth 24. What's a third of that? A third of that is $8. So if you sold it $8 cheaper, that's called the Shtus, that's called the Dinai No, according to Rav Tafan. If so, though, Minasan, who got gypped over here? Meicher, the Meicher got gypped. Instead of receiving $24, he only received $16. He got gypped the third. If so, Amos Sefer, what does the end of the Mishnah say? Omalehem, if Tafran says, how long does he have a right to retract? Kol ha'yoyim mutalachzor, the whole day he has a right to retract. For it's Akasha. But we know V'yomer, Rav Nachman said, Leishon Rome was this learned, you only have a day, El Lokech, only the buyer could only retract within the day. But the seller, you could always retract. So you see the Mishnah is talking about that the Lakeach got shipped and not the Meicher. So Mer says, but true, we can still answer according to Rav. Elo, the case is like this. Tizovan Shavach of Dalid, he sold something that was worth $24, Bitlosan Vitrain, for $32. So again, that's good according to Rav also. A third of 24 is 8. So he charged $8 too much. He charged $32. So that's a din I know that Lakeach has a right to retract. When? That full day? More not. But it's a case talking about that Lakeach got gypped, and he got gypped 1/3 of the Mekach. So therefore the Mishnah could be good according to both Rav and Shmuel. So there is no proof either way from our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Tani Kavos to Shmuel, bring your proof to Shmuel. It says, Mi Shehutol, Mi Shutlol of Yodel El Yoyna. Ketzad mochaloi shavhei bevov minisan lakech yod lakech al yoyne rot somal atelim moisoi telim mashionisi mochaloi. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll go to the Eskimar again. We'll start tomorrow over again.
Yeah, we're holding that nun number Aleph. The Eskimar we had again was the last stuff in the Mem Testament base. The bottom Gemara was Tani Kavos to Shmuel. I bring your proof again to Shmuel that again, we had so far Machlokes Rav and Shmuel and the Pshan of the Mishnah. That there's such a yisoid of I know, if you're selling something and you raise the price or lower the price, so if you do it to I know, which is a machlekes emission of 1/6 or 1/3, so if you do it exactly 1/6, the locher is he could get his money back. The mechir is chal. If he charges you more than a sixth, then you have a right to say the mechir is bottle. Now, what exactly is called 1/6? What's called I know? So Rav says you have to go bust of the mekach, the object itself. If he sells you something, let's say it's really worth $24, and he sells it to you for $28, that's called I know, because the object itself is worth $24. Now, what's 1/6 of 24? 4. So if he charges you 4 more or 4 less, that's the case of I know. That's Ram's halacha. You have to go boss to the object itself. That's called the nekach. Shmuel said, no, we could also look as far as the money goes. Now let's say the object itself was worth $20. And he sold it to you for $24. Now, he's charging you $4 more. If you look at the object itself, he's charging you a fifth more. It's only worth $20, and charging you $24, another fourth, it's more than a sixth. But if you look at the money you're paying, though, Ram says you even look at the money. If you look at the money you're paying, it's paying $24. What's one-sixth of 24? Four. So since the object is worth $4 less, that's also called oino. That's Shmuel Svara. Shmuel says you go bust some moyes also. Not only the object, but you can look the opposite way. Look upon the money you're paying for it, and that worth one-sixth of that, if the object is worth one-sixth less, that's also called oino. That was Shmuel Svara. Shmuel says now, I'll bring you a raya to Shmuel. Again, last raya was, Tanik bust the Shmuel. It says, Mi shehutal olav, yodal al hel yoina. Whoever has the oino, in other words, whoever got gypped, whether it was the moicher or the lakeich, he paid too much, he paid too little, whoever got gypped, it's yodi al hel yoina. His hand is above. Ketzad, what does that mean to say? Mochaloi shova hei bivov. If he sold you something worth $5 for $6. You see, this is called oino. Now, if you looked upon the object itself, it's only worth $5. Now, if you paid a dollar more, $1 is more than a sixth of five. It's one-fifth. So, according to Rav, this should be bitla mekach. It should not be called oino. Because if you look at the object itself, it's worth $5. If you pay $6, a dollar more, you're paying a fifth more, which should be bitla mekach. And here it says not like that. Here it says razloch of oino. This is the proof to Shmuel that you're paying $6. So we can look upon the money that you're paying. You're paying six. What's one-sixth of six? A dollar. So if the object is worth a dollar less, that's also called oino. This is the proof to Shmuel that you look upon the money you're paying also. It says, Ketzad, Mochlo he sold you shove hey bavov. Something that's really worth $5 he sold it to you for $6. Minisana, who got gypped here? Lakeach lost out. It's because he paid too much. So therefore, Yad Lakeach al Yoin. It says Alocha, the hand of the Lakeach is above. What does that mean? Rotso on Maloi, Tainli Moisai. If he wants to, he has the right to say, listen, give me back.